We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Boss reached out and left a comment on Spotify. Boss, I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a dark side trader. And you would take trips into the dangerous dark side to gather rare and powerful plants and artifacts to sell to wizards and witches. Thanks for listening, Boss. Today's episode is titled Mind Crystal Mystery, Part 3. The morning bell rang throughout the academy, calling students to breakfast. Peary dragged herself out of bed, her eyes heavy from lack of sleep. She had only managed a couple hours of rest after their adventure in the Dark Mountain. As she pulled on her uniform, she wondered if Henry had fared any better. In the dining hall, students chatted excitedly about the day ahead. Peary slumped into a seat, grabbing a piece of toast. Henry appeared beside her, dark circles under his eyes.
I feel like I've been trampled by those cave trolls. I'm so tired, he mumbled, piling food onto his plate.
Shh, Peary hissed, glancing around. Don't talk about that here.
Henry was about to reply when a cheerful voice greeted them from behind.
Good morning, you two.
Professor Kate approached their table, her lavender cloak flowing gracefully around her. She looked completely refreshed and normal, a bright smile on her face.
I hope you both slept well.
Peary nearly choked on her toast.
Oh, yes, Professor, great sleep, very restful.
Henry nodded enthusiastically, his mouth too full of food to speak. Professor Kate laughed.
That's good to hear. You'll need your energy for today's lessons.
We're covering some transformation magic variations that I think you'll find particularly interesting, Peary.
As she walked away to greet other students, Henry leaned close to Peary.
She seems normal. I know, Peary whispered back. Maybe she doesn't have anything to do with those trolls. Maybe she just goes to the Dark Mountain to be alone or something.
Henry frowned, thinking,
she could be alone here, though. She has her own private room.
I don't know, Peary admitted. Let's find Lucy and Holly after breakfast. We need to talk to someone about this.
They found Lucy and Holly in the courtyard garden during morning break. The two girls were sitting on a stone bench beneath a large oak tree, comparing notes from their magical history class.
Hey, can we talk to you guys? Peary asked, glancing around to make sure no one was within earshot.
Somewhere private?
Lucy raised an eyebrow.
Sounds mysterious. Follow me.
She led them to a small alcove hidden behind some tall hedges. It was a quiet spot where students sometimes came to study alone.
So what's up? Holly asked once they were settled. You both look like you haven't slept in days.
Well, that's because we haven't, Henry said.
He looked at Peary, who nodded, giving him permission to continue.
We followed Professor Kate to the Dark Mountain last night.
Lucy and Holly exchanged surprised glances.
You did what?
Lucy asked.
Why would you do that?
Well, Henry saw her sneaking out, like, multiple times, Peary explained. We got curious.
And?
Holly prompted.
And we saw some really weird stuff, Henry continued,
lowering his voice even further.
These goblins told us that there were these nice cave trolls. You know, ones with tattoos, but then we ran into them and they had glowing eyes and they chased us off.
We didn't find Professor Kate, Peary added carefully.
Well, the trolls with the tattoos are supposed to be friendly, Holly said. I've read about them. They trade with the goblins and kind of keep to themselves. If they're attacking people, something's definitely wrong.
The goblins said they're going to do some investigating for us, Henry said.
They're going to meet us back there in a couple days.
Lucy held up her hands.
Hang on. Let me get this straight. You two snuck out at night, went to the Dark Mountain, met goblins, and got attacked by cave trolls?
Peary nodded.
That pretty much sums it up.
But we don't know if Professor Kate was doing anything wrong, Henry clarified. Maybe she was trying to help the trolls?
They look like they were under some kind of spell.
Or maybe she's the one who put them under a spell, Lucy said.
Peary shook her head.
We don't want to jump to conclusions. She's always been nice to us.
So what do you want us to do?
Holly asked.
Help us figure out what's going on, Peary said.
Before we tell anyone else or accuse Professor Kate of anything, we need more information.
Lucy nodded thoughtfully.
You're right. This is serious, but we need evidence.
I say we start in the library. There might be something about what's making the cave trolls go crazy.
And we should keep an eye on Professor Kate, Holly added, just to see if she does anything else suspicious.
So you'll help us? Henry asked, looking relieved.
Lucy grinned.
Are you kidding? This is the most interesting thing that's happened at the Academy in months. Of course we'll help.
But, Holly added, her expression serious, we need to be careful. If Professor Kate is up to something bad, well, she's a fully trained wizard. We're just students.
Peary nodded in agreement.
We'll be careful. We just want to know the truth.
Let's meet in the library later after classes, Lucy suggested. We'll start our investigation there.
The Academy's library was enormous. Towering bookshelves stretched up 3 stories high, with rolling ladders attached to each one. Magical lights floated near the ceiling, casting a warm glow over everything. In the afternoons, it was usually busy with students studying. Lucy waved Peary and Henry to a table in the back corner.
Whoa, looks like you two got started without us, Peary said, scanning the table filled with books.
Holly sat before 3 open books.
Yeah, we've done tons of research here before. We knew just where to look. Check this out.
She turned one of the books to Peary and Henry and pointed to a passage. The two bent over and Peary began reading.
Certain crystals, when properly charged, can emit energy fields that override natural behavior in most beings. Symptoms of crystal influence include unnatural eye coloration, most commonly manifesting as red or purple glow.
Red glowing eyes, Lucy said, leaning forward, just like you described.
Does it say how to break the influence? Henry asked.
Peary skimmed further down the page.
It says the effect ends when the crystal is removed or destroyed, but powerful crystals can affect creatures from a distance.
I found something too, Lucy said, sliding her book over. There's a whole chapter here about control crystals. They were banned from use 300 years ago because they're considered unethical, but it says they're still sometimes found in ancient ruins.
Like in the Dark Mountain, Holly suggested.
Very possible, Lucy nodded. The Dark Mountain is full of old ruins and abandoned places.
Okay.
Peary realized they were jumping into this without really knowing what was going on.
I mean, we can't just assume Professor Kate is up to something nefarious here.
Lucy and Holly looked at each other.
Yeah, we were thinking the same thing, said Holly. But if we have some evidence that cave trolls are getting hypnotized, then we need to look into it. And if we think a professor might have something to do with it, then we need to be quiet about it.
Peary was glad Lucy and Holly shared her concern.
Yeah, right. We just need to keep digging and figure this out. Me and Henry appreciate your help.
Are you kidding?
Lucy said.
We're happy to have an adventure. What's next?
I think we go visit our new goblin friends, said Henry.
Yeah, we told them we'd meet them back in the mountain in a couple days, said Peary.
Lucy began stacking up her research books.
Great. Let's get these books put away and get some bags ready for a late night trip to the Dark Mountain.
A day later, and the 4 kids were walking to the Dark Mountain in the middle of the night, under the light of a bright moon. Peary and Henry were peppering Lucy and Holly about the valley.
So the red dragon used to live in the Dark Mountain? Was he like king of the valley or something?
Henry asked.
Holly shook her head.
Not exactly. He tried to be. The ninjas of Valley Town and Old Witch Tubes and some other heroes defeated him. Oh, and the goblins helped.
So it's been pretty chill here after that? Peary asked.
It's been anything but chill since then, said Lucy. The valley's a pretty magical place, full of ancient powerful items and plants and everything. The place just tends to attract the worst types. Red cloaks, evil wizards, bad cave trolls, bandits, crooked old witches. There's always something bad that needs defeating around here, it seems.
Kinda like tonight, said Holly.
The three trekked on in silence for a bit, wondering what might be the cause of all this. Why is Professor Kate sneaking off to the Dark Mountain? Why have the good trolls gone bad? The closer they got to the Dark Mountain, the quieter they became. The moon cast long shadows across the path, and the twisted trees of the forest seemed to reach for them as they passed.
So, where exactly are we meeting these goblins? Lucy whispered.
There's a cave entrance up ahead, Peary said, pointing. That's where we went in before.
They reached the entrance, a dark opening in the side of the mountain. Henry pulled out the glowing rock the goblins gave them before. The tunnels looked exactly as Peary and Henry remembered. They made their way to the spot where they first met the goblins.
Do you think they'll actually show up? Lucy asked.
Her question was answered by a shuffling sound. From the shadows emerged Heezy, Nibble, and Gubba.
Academy children, come back, Heezy said, sounding surprised. Bring friends, too.
Yeah, these are our friends Lucy and Holly, Peary introduced. They're helping us figure out what's going on.
The goblins nodded in greeting. Gubba stepped forward, his wispy beard quivering as he spoke.
We watch Purple Cloak Lady like we promise.
And? Henry asked eagerly.
She go to troll caves,
Nibble said, his one visible eye wide.
She bring red crystals, put on troll heads, eyes go red, trolls do whatever she say after that.
She's controlling them? Lucy asked.
Heezy nodded.
Red crystals, very bad magic, very old magic.
He reached into his pouch and pulled out a tiny red fragment, holding it up for them to see. It was barely the size of a housefly.
We have this one, from Goblin Stuff.
Lucy leaned in to examine it.
May I?
She asked, holding out her hand. Heezy hesitated, then placed the fragment in her palm. Lucy studied it, then passed it to Holly.
These are what we read about, Holly whispered. They're mind control crystals, banned centuries ago.
Purple Cloak Lady have many crystals,
Gubba added.
She dig holes at night. Put crystals in ground.
Huh? Where?
Peary asked, her stomach dropping.
Round Academy, mostly, said Gubba.
Henry's face went pale.
She's going to do to the Academy what she did to the trolls.
We need to get back, Lucy said urgently. We have to figure out what she's planning. They thanked the goblins for their help, promising to return if they needed more information. As they were about to leave, Heezy grabbed Peary's arm.
Be careful, he warned. Purple Cloak Lady, very powerful, very dangerous.
Peary nodded solemnly and they made their way back through the tunnels. The walk back to the academy seemed to take forever, their minds racing with possibilities, each worse than the last. When they finally reached the school grounds, the windows were mostly dark. It was well past midnight.
Let's check the grounds tomorrow, Lucy suggested as they approached the main building. See if we can find any of these crystals.
How could we find them, though? It'll take forever to find little things buried all over, said Holly. The academy campus is huge.
Maybe Hamish could help, Peary said. He knows all about magical objects.
On cue, glass clinking sounds came from the other side of the main building where Hamish had his outdoor workshop.
He's still up, Henry whispered. Should we talk to him now?
They debated briefly, then decided it was worth the risk. Hamish's outdoor workshop was basically just one wall that extended off one side of the building, creating a corner room with no roof. The two walls were filled with shelves, packed with ingredients, and tables were set out forming a laboratory. The kids slowly walked around the corner of the wall,
creating shadows from the lamps hung up.
4 students out of bed at this hour, he rumbled. Interesting.
We need your help, Professor Hamish, Peary said quickly. Hamish studied them for a moment, then waved them closer. The tables around him cluttered with bubbling potions, strange artifacts, and shelves of ingredients.
What sort of help requires sneaking around at night?
He asked, keeping his voice down so as not to disturb the rest of the sleeping students inside. They exchanged glances, silently debating how much to tell him. Finally, Holly spoke. Professor, have you noticed anything strange about the magical energy around the academy lately? Hamish's eyes grew a bit.
As a matter of fact, I have.
He moved his workbench and picked up what looked like a brass telescope with a red lens.
I've been tracking unusual energy fluctuations for the past week. They're strongest along the perimeter of the grounds, and they're interrupting my research and my more delicate potions. Quite annoying, really.
Peary took a deep breath. It could be more than just annoying. We think Professor Kate is placing magical crystals around the academy. Crystals that can control minds. To their surprise, Hamish didn't seem shocked. He simply nodded slowly.
I suspected something wasn't right, he said.
Hamish dug around in some nearby wooden boxes and chests with his big dragon claws. Eventually, he found a small brass artifact that looked like a monocle. He handed the brass device to Lucy.
This lens reveals magical energy traces. If there are crystals buried around the grounds, this will show them.
You believe us? Henry asked, surprised.
I believe in evidence,
Hamish corrected.
And something is certainly happening around the academy. Find that evidence and we can take action.
What about Professor Pilsen? Holly asked.
Away at a conference for 3 more days, Hamish said. For now, it's best we keep this between us until we know more.
Hamish turned to his laboratory tables and continued his late-night studies. Equipped with Hamish's magical lens and renewed determination, they agreed to meet tomorrow to search the grounds. As they slipped back to their rooms, Peary couldn't shake the feeling that they were running out of time. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and shout-out requests to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. Adios.